Now, it wasn't quite 20 years ago today that Sport on 2 came out to play, but it was almost. April the 4th, 1970, Sport on 2 came into the world. But we must stress that today is not the beginning of the end. It's more the end of the beginning. Radio 5 arrives on Monday. We become Sport on 5 next Saturday. And so, just briefly, here's a quick reflection on that very first Sport on 2. The very first Sport on 2 was presented by Peter Jones.
The clock, that red second hand, goes forward. It's approaching 5 o'clock. And sports report.
Harold Wilson was Prime Minister, Simon and Garfunkel were number one. And the centrepiece of the programme was this.
With 200 yards to go, Pat Taft bringing home his second Grand National winner at the elbow now. 200 to go, Pat a look over his shoulder, but Gateshead is showing no sign to stop it. He's got 150 yards to go, but he's still full of running. Vulture's got into second place. Dozo is tiring, and Miss Hunter's beginning to make progress in third. 100 yards to go. It's an Irish win for Pat Taft, but it's Gateshead that does it on the line. Gateshead has won the Grand National.
Peter Bromley, Grand National commentator then as now. Meanwhile, at Cardiff Arms Park, the deciding match of the Five Nations Championship between Wales and France was described by Alan Williams, W.E.N. Davis and Alan Gibson.
Now, off kick, Wales on our left, France now on our right, the sun coming out quite brightly. The kickoff leads to a ruck and France have the ball and Pouget gives it to Perrier, who within his own 25 is straight and passes to a Welshman. It's going to be a score for Wales. It is a score. It's a score by Morris.
Someone you may have heard of called Brian Butler, along with the late Maurice Edelston, were at Hillsborough for the second half of Sheffield Wednesday against Everton. And from Wembley Stadium came commentary on the FA Amateur Cup final between Dagenham and Enfield from Emrys Walter. On that very first day, the football roundup came from John Motson.
My job was to gather and rewrite the football news as it came in. And on that Saturday, the headlines were made by Brian Robson, who scored a hat-trick against Manchester United. I'm talking, though, about Pop Robson, then at the height of his scoring powers with Newcastle, who beat Bobby Charlton and company 5-1 in front of 42,000 at St James's Park. Elsewhere in the First Division, Jimmy Greaves scored for West Ham at Highbury, and Burnley, yes, Burnley, lost 2-1 at Leeds. I had to round up the First Division action for Sports Report, and it was around that time they gave me my first chance as a commentator. As one of my bosses said, there was no better training ground than Sport on 2. And when I left a year later, I remained a big fan of the programme every Saturday. So now, I've kept the dial right where it is, on the same wavelength for Radio 5.
Well, I think I'm going to cry after that. The end of an era, but as we say, a beginning of another one. And John Motson looking at the football headlines from 20 years ago. And Paul Gascoigne very much making the football headlines today with his goal for Spurs as they won by 3-1. And there were 33,000 at White Hart Lane to see him. 46,000, though, at Old Trafford to see them win by 2-0, Manchester United. And 36,000 at Ibrox to see Rangers begin the defence of their Scottish championships with a 3-1 win over Dunfermline. Let's have a look at all the second reading of all today's football results with James Alexander Gordon once more.
Barclays League Division 1, Aston Villa 1, Southampton 1, Chelsea 2, Derby County 1, Everton 2, Leeds United 3, Luton Town 1, Crystal Palace 1.
And that's the end of the last Sport on 2. We shall, though, return in 7 days after a quick bath in a new frock as Sport on 5, same frequency, same programme, same music, as good in the future as we hope we've been in the past. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.